Kravitz and
distant
Robin.
Distant relative of Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
No, I just threw that in.
Okay, I wish. Yeah, she said I wish. But maybe we can find a connection. Robin Kravitz, welcome to the studios. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for having me, Amit.
Thank you for joining us this lovely afternoon. It's 29 degrees today in Melbourne and...
Was. It's cooling now.
Actually, there is...
Always with the weather report here.
It's in front of me. We've got the most accurate weather information here.
The latest.
People in Caulfield deserve to know if it's going to be a rainy Shabbat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, a rainy Shabbat.
It's Melbourne, correct. You never know what's going to happen.
In Melbourne, you never know, correct.
Yeah.
Now, Robin, let's start from the beginning. How long have you been to Australia?
I've been living in Australia for 26 years.
26 years?
You can hear her accent.
I'm an Aussie.
She's an Aussie, but she's... an ex-South African.
Well, she was born in Australia, no?
No, I was born in South Africa.
Listen to her accent.
Of course, the accent. Okay, of course, yeah.
And she's here today.
She's here today.
To talk about another very special day. Yes. And that is?
Mitzvah Day.
Mitzvah Day. It's coming up soon.
Yes, it's on Sunday, the 15th of November.
Very soon.
And it is exactly that, a special day. A day for people to do mitzvot, good deeds.
Wonderful. Now, a mitzvah day, mitzvah, what is mitzvah exactly?
So, a mitzvah is actually a commandment, but a Hebrew word for commandment, but we, casually call it a good deed.
A good deed, a commandment to do good.
To do good for other people.
Do you want to hear the mitzvah day, Ed? We'll hear it for a second and we'll come back.
On mitzvah day. Bring a little joy, reduce hardship, help the environment. It's a way for all of us to make our mark. Mitzvah Day, Sunday, 15th of November. Find out more at mitzvahday.org.au.
Thank you to Mark Skernick, our lovely voiceover artist.
And that was great.
Now, we mentioned the website, so there is a website to go and visit and to get more information.
Yes, on that website, you can see a list of events and projects that are going on in Melbourne and around Australia on that day, on Sunday, the 15th of November. So you can click on the website to seek organisations that are looking for partners, and also you can register your event. So the idea is to get people...
It's not too late to register an
event. Not too late to register, and not too late to join a current event that's already happening. You can do it up until the day of Mitzvah Day.
At this point in time, ballpark, how many sort of events going on?
There are currently 58 registered events on the website. Last year we had 70, so... Keep going. Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, where is this event happening?
All over.
All over.
I mean, a particular center, like where people can go and meet you or just to socialize or...
No, there's lots of different events around Melbourne that people can join in to whatever the mitzvah is on that day.
Whatever interests you,
I understand.
You can partake in.
Yes.
Mitzvah day. You know, I was always interested in doing a mitzvah.
Yeah.
To do a mitzvah if it's to a neighbor.
Should be a mitzvah.
You think so?
You should conduct yourself on a daily basis with, mitzvot.
Now tell me, how did you come to this idea of having a mitzvah day? Because I don't think remembering having a mitzvah day in Melbourne.
No, this is only the fifth year that it's been running. So it was launched in the UK in 2008. And then about 5 years ago, Judy Fagland brought it to Melbourne, Australia, exactly. And it's just been growing every year since we're getting it out there more and getting more people and communities involved with doing good things on the day.
Great concept.
Yeah, and it can be anything as small as visiting a neighbour and taking a bunch of flowers from the garden or, a cookathon with some great Jewish organisations such as Sea Care or Working Bees, or it can be anything as an individual or as a community.
No, it doesn't cost... Anything?
No. Nope.
It's all free of charge. You don't have to sign into something. You just do it.
You just do something.
Just sign on.
Exactly. And isn't it great? I think it's something.
It's an outstanding idea. It's a terrific concept.
But why just once a year? I mean, can't you do it?
Well,
more?
The idea is, of course, you're supposed to do.
Let's get it once a year up and running.
Yeah, as he said, it's supposed to stimulate people to think that, it's not hard to do good things for other people. It's reaching out to people. On that one day, if you feel like you're part of something big, then it might spread and it might create partnerships between different organisations.
Mm.
Take some time off from your daily routine and get involved with, other people that want to do something productive and constructive.
When I was young, I didn't think about it, but, I always try to help cross the elderly street, for example.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right? And this is doing a mitzvah.
Yes, yep, exactly.
Like helping, doing something. It can be anything, as you said.
Anything.
And now when I think about it, I did a mitzvah. I did so many mitzvahs in my life.
Yeah. Good for you.
And it's really great. But this mitzvah...
And you're still doing a mitzvah with all your work at J.A.
Yeah. And the idea, and the idea is that it just makes you think outside the box. Think of other things that are going around.
Change of routine.
There are so many organisations that just need help. They need a pair of hands to move boxes. They need some hands in the garden to redo a garden bed at a, you know, a local...
For somebody that's facility. Incapacitated or,
exactly,
or is
exactly.
in need of
or for underprivileged children, there's...
Speaking of underprivileged children, and you just threw that in, I'm going to interject here... There is a function tomorrow at 484 Glen Huntly Road, Elstonwick. The location is Posh Op, and they are having a Derby Day fashion parade with many, many other functions. Now, listen, Rosalie Zilverstein, we have all driven past the corner of Glen Huntly and Grange Road. There's a little opportunity, actually it's a big opportunity shop there, and there is a sister opportunity shop further down Glen Huntly Road at Elstonwick. And in fact, all the monies that are raised by Rosalie and her posse of volunteers goes to children in need. Now, it's a great day if you're not going to the races tomorrow, which many of you won't be going, but they'll be jumping in their cars and heading off down to Sorrento and Portsea. If you're not one of those that have got a holiday house, get down to Elstonwick and partake in this little, you know, enjoyable day. It's for needy children, and... You'll never know. You'll pick up a Matsya there. There are when I'm a bit of a snob, but when I visited the store a few weeks ago to see Rosalie, I was really taken aback by the quality of the product and the merchandise there. Everything from homewares, children's wear, clothing, tchotchkes, furniture, big stuff, old stuff. Get down there tomorrow. It's 484 Glen Huntly Road, Elstonwick, and buy something.
Thanks for the plug, Maurice. It's great, really. By the way, so we do have Robin Kravitz here in the studio with us, and she is in the committee of the
Mitzvah Day Committee.
Committee, correct. Yep. It's opposite. Now, because you're here with us in the studio, I think we should do the next thing. I would like to open the lines right now for our listeners. I would like them to call in and tell us what are they going to do on Mitzvah Day? What do you think about
that?
Oh, that is brilliant. Fantastic.
I think that by opening the lines and getting your ideas, we'll probably take it. You can write them down.
9568-09.
Wait a second. Let me finish. Okay. Yeah, that's the phone number. But before that, I would like you, to, Robin, to write down all the creative mitzvahs that people are suggesting doing. And maybe the most creative one, maybe you can win something here on JR. We do have prizes.
Oh,
so that's
great.
Fine. We have CDs. We have caps. Yeah. So while Robin is here, now it's time to give the number and tell us about your mitzvah. What is a creative mitzvah you're thinking of doing on Mitzvah Day, which is on the 15th of November?
Sunday fortnight.
Yeah, and how you can involve your friends and family on that day to do that mitzvah. The more people, the better.
Let us know. It's 9568-0909. Now, if you would like to SMS us, you can also SMS us your ideas, 047-88-2258. Tell us your mitzvahs, and you're on J-Air, 87.8. Studio, and welcome again.
Thank you.
If you just joined us, you're listening to a special Mitzvah Day promotion segment here on J-Air. Now, Robin, we asked the listeners to call in and tell them about their mitzvah.
Any ideas?
Now, again, what is a mitzvah? How do you define a mitzvah?
It's literally doing something good for someone else. It's something as simple as visiting a neighbor or cooking someone a cake, or bigger than that, it could be a working bee. I can tell you about some of the projects that I've done and how I kind of got involved with Mitzvah Day. So the first year, I saw it in the Jewish News, actually, an ad that said, this Sunday, Mitzvah Day, and I'd never heard of it. And my son, Zach, was about 2 years old at the time, and I thought, oh, what a great opportunity to teach Zach about doing mitzvot and doing something good for someone else. So I didn't know about projects that were going on, so we went down to the old age home. My friend's Nana lived there. She was the one person that I knew. I don't have grandparents here in Australia, so... We picked some flowers from the garden and we went and we visited and we took photos and Zach, you know, talked to her and it was real meaningful thing for
him.
Somebody's day.
And simple as that.
And then the following year I thought, oh, maybe I should do something bigger. And you know how the Jewish community works. Someone called me and someone said, do this, and Robin, I think you'd be great at this, and I don't know how it got
snowballed.
Yeah, and there was a Yorella organisation in Moorabbin who had a community kitchen garden, and the garden was a big mess, and they were looking for people to come and help them, you know, rip out the weeds and get in there and plant new plants. So I get, you know, texted all my friends, and we ended up with like 30 or 40 people on a beautiful Sunday morning, and it was an amazing day.
So you mentioned Yorella, which
yes.
is not a Jewish organisation.
Not at all.
You yep. just knew that they needed the garden to be
yep.
reinvigorated.
So, yep, mitzvah
day. So you and a posse of people went down and...
Yep. And helped out, just got our hands dirty. And it was mitzvah day. Yeah, mitzvah day is about, you know, helping people regardless of affiliation or age or religion. It's... We're all here together in this world, and it's reaching out to people.
Exactly, reaching out. That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, another organisation that I got involved with last year, which was my third year, was the Ardoc Youth Foundation. And again, we did a similar greens project where we planted plants in a garden at the commission housing to make it more beautiful for the children who attend the garden.
Brighten it up, lovely.
Yeah, so there's, you know, a range.
Robin, is the mitzvah day somehow related to the Shabbos project we had a few weeks ago, last week?
No, it's not
it's
related.
It's nothing
but,
to do with...
No, but, you know, I feel like it's a really nice thing coming off the Shabbat
it's
project.
It's an extension.
Is it just by coincidence, this mitzvah day coming after the Shabbat project? Or is
yes,
this
it's
just,
always... Mitzvah day is always the third Sunday in November. So,
and is that significant?
I don't... think so. Not that I know. I think it's just around the world, they've all picked that Sunday. So there are, you know, if you look on the website, you can see projects that happen all around the world.
So this is
similar...
worldwide.
Yep, and we're just hoping to grow it in Australia.
Like the Shabbat project.
Like the Shabbat project, and I feel like it's that great vibe. I mean, I participated in the Shabbat project and just Jewish people connecting together. And in this case, on Mitzvah Day, reaching out with other people, it just makes you feel good and really like you're doing something.
No, as you said, you don't have to register anywhere. Just do it.
Just do it.
You know, it's
and
the
15th. If you're uncertain as to what you want to do,
you can email.
Click onto the website.
Yeah, click on the website and there's an email address and we can help you set you up with things at, you know... There's different four organisations that are looking for people to do things. There are people out there looking... for participants. They just need
assistance.
The people. Yep.
Isn't it a great idea, Morris?
I think
when
it's
is the last time you did a mitzvah, Morris? Really? When you think about it now?
It can be small, Morris.
It can be anything. You're right.
You smile at people today. That's enough.
You smile. Even
you
smiling?
Smile at people today.
Come on, it's not a mitzvah. Come on.
Yes, it is.
Smiling.
It's simple thing as that. You're
I smile every second.
Not everybody does.
You are acknowledging somebody. You are acknowledging somebody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's significant. Did I walk somebody across the road today? No, but, you know, I try and do something positive and constructive and creative every day, or as much as I can.
Well, so in
look, it's
in
about
your
being
case,
a mensch, too. It's about being a mensch.
Being a mensch. You're right. Being a mensch, be nice to each other,
and
helping each other.
And contribute. And contribute.
And the world will be a better place.
Correct. But you know, you
can write many songs about this.
It's not like helping a specific person. It's even if you paint or if you do something for the environment. Yeah, you're right. So it's nothing. Yeah.
No, it's anyone and everyone.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so once again, we remind our listeners that we do have our lines open. If you would like to tell us about a mitzvah you did, anything, if you think it's a very special mitzvah, and we're looking for the really special ones, you're more than welcome to give us a call. And we do have some prizes to give away.
My friends and family can call too.
Of course, you're advertising your family and friends, okay.
We want somebody to call in.
No, moms are welcome to call in, of course. But once again, we'll take all the mitzvahs you suggested, and we'll have a draw at the end of this show, and we do.
I think there should be a big mitzvah pot.
A mitzvah
actually,
pot.
I'm taking that. One of my favorite songs is "Melting Pot."
Okay.
It's an old song. Wait on, I've got the title wrong, but we'll look at it. We'll look it up in between
okay.
segments.
Now we do have CDs as a giveaway. We have a JR cap, so we do have something to give away.
Some great prizes.
It's really,
9568-0909.
9568-0909. Now we have Lee on the line. Now let's say hello to Lee and good afternoon, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Hi, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, you're calling in because you would like to tell us about a mitzvah, right?
Yes, last year I went to one of the projects, and I just wanted to talk about it and say how great it was.
Tell us about your project, Lee. What was it?
I went along to one which was planting a whole new garden at one of the housing commissions in Paran.
Oh, terrific.
I took my kids, and it was a really great day. Getting our hands dirty and something that I never do gardening, and I don't do things like this often, so it made us all feel really nice as a family to give back.
Okay, so Robin here with us. Robin, is gardening ticked as a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah?
Yes, of course it's doing a mitzvah.
Absolutely.
How many people attended that day, Lee?
Oh, I felt like quite a few, but at least 50 or 60, and my son still talks about it.
That's a substantial event. It's terrific. And the kids, how they enjoy it?
They loved it. My son still talks about it, and because he doesn't do gardening, and it actually struck a passion for him doing gardening. And obviously, he also talks about sausage sizzles that they had there. And the committee that organised it did a really great job, so it was easy to attend.
And where are you off to this year?
This year, I'm going to go to a company to donate presents for children that are going through cancer treatment. So I think the company's called
Koala Kids Foundation.
Yes, and I'm going to wrap presents for
children. Yeah, I know about all the projects that are on the website. It's a great organization, so that's the same thing. And I think what Lee said about it being meaningful for children is the way to get people connected. The kids can understand, I can do something for someone else.
Plant the seed.
Yep, we live it. We're very lucky, and we're very blessed and privileged, the lives that we live in sheltered Caulfield. So it's really great to hear that it's meaningful for the kids and to give back to other people.
Fantastically. Thank you so much for sharing.
No worries. Thank you.
Mitzvahs.
Stay on the line. We'll get your address. There's a J-Air cap coming out to you.
Thank you.
A second. Thanks, Ali. Now, we're just reminding our listeners that if you would like to tell us about your mitzvahs, this is the time to call in 9568-0909. If you want to tell us about the mitzvah you're going to do this mitzvah day, now is the chance, because we do have prizes. We do have giveaways, because we have Robin Kravitz here next to us from the Mitzvah Day Committee, and I think it's very, very important.
Robin, how many people on the committee?
There's about 7 or 8 of us just volunteering from other community organisations. It sure does. And we start the campaign very early in the year to get people to save the date in their diaries and to connect with bigger organisations. Stand Up is an organisation that gets involved. B'nai B'rith, Kehilat Nitzan. A lot of the synagogues. I see Caulfield Shul are doing something. Spirit Grow are doing something. Blake Street are doing something. I don't want to leave anyone out, but there's lots of organisations that put it in their calendar every year to do things.
That was the key word you used a moment ago, to connect.
To connect.
With
people who are less fortunate or underprivileged, and if the bigger, more fortunate organisations can pull together their resources, their hands, their money. So, for example,
it's not where it starts, it's where it finishes.
Yep, exactly what, you know, Lee said. This year a group is doing, the children are going to bring a Lego, a small Lego, and Koala Kids Foundation provide small gifts for children undergoing cancer treatment at the moment.
Wow.
So, you know, for my son Zach to go and buy a Lego and give it to someone else is just a real
sends a tingle down my spine.
Fantastic. Yeah. This is so exciting. I'm so excited about this, Robin.
Great. So thank you for letting me talk about
Let's go on a break.
We will make an annual event here at J-Air.
Yeah, we'll be right back with more. So nice to have you, Robin. And if you just joined us and you're listening to us, you're on J-Air.
Robin's here to tell us about Mitzvah Day.
Mitzvah Day. Robin, you're part of the Mitzvah Day Committee.
Correct.
And you came here in the last hour. You spoke about Mitzvah Day. What is Mitzvah Day, and how you, me, Morris, how we can do a mitzvah.
Yeah.
And let's just repeat a few things we mentioned here. Like, what is a mitzvah day?
So a mitzvah day is that one day where we're trying to get as many people involved as possible to do something good for the community. It's to reduce hardship, do something good for the environment. And if I can just stress, if people are not sure what to do, because sometimes you don't know where to go, go on the website, www.mitzvahday.org.au.
And here is the website in front of us, and I can see it says November 15th, 2015, doing good deeds to meet community needs.
That's the
now,
idea.
In Ivrit, it says, Im en anili, mili, v'kshani latzmi, ma ani, v'im lo achshav.
That's exactly right. And
and
it's about working together.
You got it. You,
you know, so that if we all
work making for, a positive contribution
for common good, then the world will be a better place to live. And if you go on there, you can see that, you know, a lot of the Jewish day schools are getting involved. There's been recent articles in the local newspapers. So Zach's kinder teacher saw it and said, what could I do? So Mount Scopus Memorial College, the kinder programs are getting involved and going down to their local old age home with some pot plants, and they're going to give them to the residents and sing some songs. King David School are getting involved with Stand Up, the organisation Stand Up. We do a lot to connect with the Sudanese community. They're having a picnic at King David School.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
So there's things that anyone can come along to. If you look on the website, it'll show you whether or not the project is open to the community.
So then you can register.
And you can register.
I think the website has all the information you need to know.
Everything.
It's really, really well written. And just hop to the website.
And you can just email if you're not sure. And remember, it doesn't have to be something big. You can go and visit.
And if you have a new idea, there's still time to call. Implement it.
We'll have you back after Mitzvah Day, and you'll tell us stories. How was the Mitzvah Day?
That would be really great. Thank
you. Right, Morris? It's a good idea, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, we do have a request here to play a song. It's called Blue Mink Melting Pot. Can you please explain, Morris?
You don't need explanation. The song says
listen
it
to
all.
The lyrics, yeah?
Absolutely.
There you go. Blue Mink.
Good.
Good music. Okay, Rachel, tell us about your mitzvah. What are you doing this mitzvah day, or what did you do last mitzvah day?
Okay, so in the past, we actually participated twice because we think it's a fabulous cause and lovely project. So once we were involved in a community project which involved going to, I think it was called Ardoc, where we had to help plant, redo the garden. So got little kids, so all of us put our gloves on and got into the garden and planted new things.
Can I ask something? Everybody seems to do something with gardening.
It's because it's hands-on. The idea that Mitzvah Day is an active thing. It's not about getting together and just collecting money. It's actually about doing, about actively
seeds.
And planting. When you have children, you need something that they can actually see the difference. So a lot of people with young families like that. So you've got to think creatively.
And that's the beauty of it because, you know, you can often teach kids about putting some money into a box and collecting money, but to actually then be part of something to see that their time and their activity that they're doing is actually a benefit to other people or other children is just so much. It just makes it that bit more special because they then understand.
Absolutely. Okay. And what was your second year?
This year, the school that one of my kids is involved in, the actual class is going to be performing a mitzvah, or on Mitzvah Day. So they've actually already been talking to the kids about it for the last couple of weeks, and they've been planting, again, sorry, it's the planting theme, but they've been planting little plants, little pots. So filling them with seedlings and then watching them grow, which is, again, just part of their kinder program. But then they're going to be actually walking down to one of the local community old age centres and presenting each of the residents there with a little pot plant and then doing some songs for them.
Terrific.
Amazing.
Happy Mitzvah Day. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
sounds
is.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you, Rachel, all the best and thanks for calling
Good luck with your day.
Good luck with your day and don't forget, do something really nice this Mitzvah Day.
Exactly.
Thank
Fabulous
you.
Project. Well done to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good afternoon. Wow, I can't believe it. It's really nice. We've got so many calls coming in, but we can't take
Running
all
out of
them.
Time.
I know. Unfortunately, we can't take all of the calls. But again, thanks for everyone who calls in.
Get in.
The hour's gone very quickly.
I know. It's so fast. Like, look, we're almost 5 minutes before the 5 o'clock news time, so we really have to go. I would like to say once again, thank you so much to Robin to join us today in the studio. Robin Kravitz.
Kravitz
from Mitzvah Day. Kravitz. Now listen to Lenny Kravitz all weekend.
Thank you for having me. And everybody get on board. And I look forward to hearing Amit and Morris about the projects that you do on Mitzvah Day.
Yes.
We'll report in.
Morris, I'll check on you.
Check on you, Amit.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like a triangle thing. You see me, I'll see you. Oh, my God. Now I have
Mitzvah
to do my homework. Oh.
Sunday fortnight.
Okay. Well, I think it's time to go. We have a minute to go. So, Morris Klein, thanks so much for joining once again to this
Great
show.
To be
and
here.
Be well. Yeah. Where are you doing the Shabbat dinner tonight?
Thinking of my mitzvah. Thinking of the mitzvah
really?
I'm going to do on Mitzvah Day.
Did you get your challah already? Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Always a
candles,
fresh always a fresh challah, and there's no shortage of
candles. There's nothing like Shabbat dinner with the candles on the table. How about you, Robin? Are you doing Shabbat dinner?
Yes, of course, with my family.
Your
yes,
family.
Can't wait.
And you live in Caulfield, so
yes.
Obviously Jerry in the background with Shabbat music.
Yes, of course. Can't
of course.
Wait.
All right, if you want to give us any calls
Robin,
already,
we'll have to have you back again.
Thank you,
Any requests, you can always call us in or send us an SMS with your suggestions on 047-882-258-047-882-258. From myself, Amit, Rehak, Morris Klein, Robin Koretz, thank you so much,
thank you. Shabbat shalom.
And we'll go out with Eliad, Light. That's